the drums from. When he did, I always dreaded to see hay and come more when we had to sharpen those sickles than for I didn't mind pitching hay. Well, I usually stacked. Dad would show me where to put the hay. He'd throw the hay up to me, and I'd place it around. And the same way when we'd load the wagon, he'd throw it up, and I'd place it around in the wagon. But, oh, I've ground many a sickle.
Did he have any stone that he carried in his pocket?
Yes, a little wet stone. Always. He always had a little wet stone. Always did.
I guess he used those to skin the cows, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes, to skin. Uh-huh. When you butcher beef. I have his old butcher knife, the last knife that he had. He always liked a good knife and a good butcher knife. I guess he got used to that when they were killing buffalo, mm-hmm. because he always had good knives. And after he died, they asked me one time, she said, "Maud, wouldn't you like to have your pa's butcher knife?" She said, "Every time one of Bonnie's young ones," that's the youngest sister, she said, "every time one of Bonnie's young ones picks up that knife, she squalls like a panther. She knows they're going to cut their throat with it." I said, "I'd be thinking of death to get it." So she brought it up to me.
What did you do to your wagon when you got a squeak in it?
Oh, you took the, I don't know what you call it, off of the holds the wheel on.
Uh-huh. Take the nut off the
end. Uh-huh, uh-huh. I guess that's what it is. And slick that wheel, don't let it come clear off,
uh-huh.
Just let it almost come off, and then put wagon grease around that. The man always did that. I don't ever remember having to grease a wagon wheel, but I've seen it done many a time. That little wagon grease, you get that on your clothes and it was there to stay.
Do people get greasy very often then?
Huh?
Did they get that smeared around much?
Well, it usually works out, especially if they got way too much on it. And you know, I've seen some of them put on so much more than others. And it'll work out around that wheel, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you rub up against that, and that was our favorite hitching post to tie the saddle horses, was to the wagon wheel. And if you rubbed against that, it was just too bad.
I heard about the trick of getting the greenhorn who was putting the grease on there, said they always wore gloves, and they'd get the guy there and say, "Say, what's that up there on your face?"
Uh-huh.
He took his glove up there.
Uh-huh.
I guess that was only good for one time, though.
No. The thing that always tickled us the most was to get somebody to come out here that used to ride and get him on a horse and take him several miles. When he'd come home, he couldn't hardly get off of the horse and couldn't walk for a week after he did.
Oh boy, I know, that's vicious.
Oh mercy. I can remember we had a school teacher after the country kind of began to settle up. There was, I think, maybe four families then. S.B. Daniels, I can see him yet. He was at least 6'4", and not an ounce of fat on him. Well, there wasn't anything for the man to entertain himself with. He boarded with us, of course. And one time he decided he'd go up to Chain C headquarters to spend the weekend. So Friday evening he saddled a gentle horse and on Sunday evening we looked out and here come Daniels leading his horse. You could tell that he had saddle sores with the way he was walking. I tell you, that was just the best joke on anybody that ever was. Oh, I can see that old man. Yeah, he was, his feet almost drug the ground. He was so tall and his legs were so long, and we didn't have